Hi there, Mr. Serica from IntelligentPhoneFantasy.com talking to you today about secret sissy desires. Are you a man with secret feminine desires? Then this series is for you. I began with one blog post, but as I wrote to talk about how you can live your best feminine self, I realized there was a lot more to be said than just one post, so I decided to break it down to a series. Today, Secret Sissy Series, Part 1, Realization. At some point in your life, you've realized, I'm a sissy. Now, when I do use that term sissy today, and in this series, it can include all men who have feminine desires. Cross-dressers, trans girls, and even sissies. You find yourself in a life that leaves you unfulfilled, needing more, needing to explore your feminine self. But like many, you've probably learned the hard way about secret sissy desires. They don't go away, do they? No matter what you do, no matter where life takes you, the desire to be more feminine is always there. Your yearning to experience things through feminine eyes did not go away, no matter what you did. You may have been able to put them aside for a small period of time. Years where you struggled to live a life that your culture and your family have told you was the right fit for you. So what are you to do if you're a secret sissy? This series is going to explore that. The first goal for any sissy is to get your mind right. Release those negative thoughts. Accept you for who you are. Many derive pleasure from being humiliated with their feminization. Although this series will touch on that, the main goal is to help you manage your desires, how you're able to express them, how you can incorporate your feminine interests while maintaining that male life you found yourself in. Some of you will be able to do more feminine things than others. It's just so natural. Everybody has their boundaries and their abilities to express their femininity. It's not a contest. It's a journey to explore the feminine you. So the first line to get your mind right, sissy, is I like to do some mindful meditations. Now, this is just a sample of an affirmation, a general affirmation for anyone with feminine feelings that need help accepting and enjoying that girl inside. You can do it whenever you have 5 minutes. If you're so inclined, you can get your favorite feminine scent on an article of clothing, maybe a handkerchief or a scarf. If you're really naughty, a pair of panties. Find yourself relaxed, with your head supported, perhaps sitting back in a chair, laying down. Take 3 deep breaths, in through your nose, allowing your belly to expand as much as it will, and then slowly blow out. That's it. All the way down, putting your belly all the way down, pushing it down towards your spine. And another cleansing breath, in, hold it, slowly out. And as you do your slow breathing, inhale that lovely feminine scent, feeling your legs relax with each soft breath now, inhaling that feminine scent softly and easily. I want you to see the words in your mind as I say them. Feeling so relaxed, your hips, torso, shoulders, arms. Focused meditation on my voice. Feeling so good, feminine. Every day, I feel more and more feminine. Every day, I become more and more feminine. My femininity feels good. My feminine self is good. My feminine self deserves to grow and explore. Breathing softly and easily. Saying your affirmations again and again. Every day I feel more and more feminine. Every day I become more and more feminine. My femininity feels good. My feminine self is good. My feminine self deserves to grow and explore. I would love to explore your femininity with you. This has been Mistress Erica of Intelligent Phone Fantasy. Until we chat, Feminization Mistress Erica. 1-800-601-6975 if you're ready to allow your feminine self to grow and explore.